Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Medium Insights Hour, brought to you by Triple F, of course, the Forever Family Foundation, and Science of Life Radio. We gather here every month to explore the mindsets of many accomplished mediums, and tonight is no exception. We are welcoming back Angelina Diana. She's been here, I think, more than any other guest, and we really appreciate her insight and her being here. She has always been motivated to work towards the greater good of the world. She's dedicated to the work of healing through her mediumship. Her grandmother, who was not secretive about her intuitiveness, regularly engaged the open use of tarot cards, but Angelina didn't pay much attention to those practices. So working as a radio newscaster and exploring the legitimacy of psychic mediums, Angelina discovered her own heritage. So since then, she's enjoyed a successful career in mediumship work, and she was one of the original mediums certified by the Forever Family Foundation, sits on its advisory board, and is very instrumental in helping create this particular show. She's participated in scientific research, and she also does a lot of volunteer work for the Triple F. And she's based in Connecticut and does private and group readings, and she can be heard on Connecticut's KISS 95.7 and Courtney and KISS in the morning. Her website is www.angelinadiana.com. And tonight's show, as always, commercial free, no interruptions. Sit back, pull up your feet, cuddle up in a blanket or a loved one or a pet, and have a nice drink with us. I got mine, got my tea. And with all that said, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's show, always with me, there's no readings. It's just, you know, informational, just so that you can, you know, explore the mindset. So your questions are very, very welcome. And if you do have any questions for our esteemed guest, please call 1-888-627-6008. With all that said, Angelina, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoy being here.
You know, the next time that this show is going to run, I'm going to strap on a guitar and I'm going to do some wailing leads over that. I'm not a big fan of that intro.
Well, I think it's beautiful, but I see all your guitars there in the background. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm the world's most okayest guitarist.
My husband plays guitar as well, too. He's very...
Who? Your husband?
My husband, yes, he does.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's
cool.
Very talented. Yeah.
Well, next time you bring him on, we'll have a little jam session.
There you go. Why not?
Yeah, so the last time you were here was a year ago, like a little over a year ago, back in March.
Wow.
March 13th. Yeah, so a lot has happened since then, huh?
Well, I think so. You know, I know the foundation is growing in leaps and bounds, as it always did. We've welcomed, I think, maybe a half a dozen new mediums to the certification program since last year.
In the last year?
I believe. Quite a few new ones.
Well, that's great.
Fabulous. It's wonderful. I mean, I know there are many, 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 I can't speak for the certification program, but I do know that many people do apply for it, but very few get through.
And yeah.
Really?
It's like one in 50 or something.
Yeah, it's really something.
Ridiculous
odds. But
it's
really nice to welcome the new mediums. It's really nice to see that young blood. I've been doing I'm long
absolutely.
In the tooth with this work. I've been doing it for a long time. So it's
how long
really
have you been doing it now? How many years?
This year, I'll be celebrating I'm entering my 25th year.
Wow.
Yeah, 25 years. I can't believe it.
Well,
Yeah.
you must have started when you're zero then, because you look
Oh,
like
you're
you're
so
25.
nice. You're so nice. Well, I know I was the first certified medium with the foundation in 2005.
Wow,
So
that's a while
it
ago.
means that the foundation is celebrating 20 years of the certification program, or 20,
Oh.
yeah, 21 years really.
Wow,
So yeah, that's pretty
that's
cool.
great.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, and I'm wondering like what the listenership is like, the demographics or the numbers or whatever. Maybe next time I talk to the producers, I'll ask. But I think there's quite a bit of listeners,
That'd
and
be really nice. I
yeah.
hope it's helped. I mean, I remember when Fran and Bob and myself did the first radio show. I think it was in 2006 or 7, and we were operating out of a Long Island radio station, and they were allowing folks to do their thing. And our first guest was Dr. Gary Schwartz. Back in 2005, 2005.
Gary Schwartz, the soul phone man.
Yes.
How's he
Yes.
doing with that, by the way? Has he made
I
any
wish I
progress?
wish I wish I knew. Well, I know. I can only speak from personal experience because I'm usually the subject of experiments, not the scientist. So I don't like to speak for the scientists because they really know their stuff. But I always enjoyed speaking to Gary because he still has, well, last time I saw him, still has that scientific mind, but always the good questions, and always seeking and always
Yeah, he's very
looking
scientific.
for it. Yeah, he's a very talented man.
And I read his book, the his first book, the one where he interviewed did all the triple blind experiments with, I think, with
Afterlife
Edwards was
experience.
there and all of that, and Campbell, and
Yeah.
anyways, yeah, it was fascinating. Great. It was a great read. Great
Yeah.
read.
Very talented scientist for sure.
So let me ask you, like, I mean, I know you still are very close with Bob and Fran. Does she ever come to you in the as a medium? Do you ever receive any kind of intuition messages from her?
I get little whispers
Little
and
whispers here and there.
remembrances and guidance, personal things. Yeah, Fran in the physical world was a force, and
My God, was she ever?
she was a force and still is. And I feel like, I learned a lot from Fran, and I learned how to be stronger in my voice. And how to speak up for myself. These are personal things, but it also helped me stretch my abilities in mediumship because of the scientific edge. Fran was and is, but was physically very intuitive, but very brilliant too. Her mind was brilliant. But Bob is still, but I think he's opened up a lot. Was back then was the skeptic, so they balanced each other out beautifully when it came to this work. So I learned a lot listening to both of them when they would talk about, the skeptic side or the intuitive side. So yeah, Fran was a good teacher for me in the physical, and I hear her every now and then pushing me
See, she
along on
was
some
one of the
things.
best storytellers. Like when she told the story, she put everything into it, just her
Yes, she sure
whole
did. Oh, she sure did.
existence
Oh,
to
yeah.
get a point across. She was
She sure
larger
did.
than life. I miss her.
Yeah, and she
Great
even
person.
put all of that energy into this foundation too. She was very passionate about it, and
Yeah,
I
you can
think
tell.
Bob and everyone and just doing a great job, just keeping it
Yeah,
going
keeping
and
it going.
helping people, and I'm sure everyone, including Fran, but all those souls that are on the auxiliary board, the ones that are in heaven or the other side or Paradiso that we have on a spiritual board are doing their thing behind the scenes. The little whispers, the little pushes, the little whims that our loved ones can give to us on the other side. I think it's always a very guiding and beautiful thing. We're not always aware of it. But they're there and they're helping us, including France, so that's for sure.
There's something in like that you guys can tap into that us, the 99% of the population that can't. There is something there. There's something there. I'm convinced of it. The other day I was watching the Canadians playing hockey, and they were in an overtime shootout with against Florida Panthers. They're playing Tampa Bay tonight. Anyways, I just knew that they were going to win. I just. You just know, and in overtime they were like they it was a shootout. They had to go all the way to shootout, but I knew like they're gonna win.
That's
I
good.
was never more positive of something in my life, and of course it just happened just like that, you know.
That's wonderful. And when it comes to sports for myself, I'm really not that good at predicting. I had the honor of being on local television this past Monday, and there was a doctor who was a guest on before my segment. And when he found out that there was a psychic, I don't think he knew the difference, God bless him, between a psychic and a medium, but UConn was playing that night for the championship. And of course, as we all know now, they lost the men. But the gentleman came up to me and he's like, so tell me, is UConn gonna win? And I'm like, I don't know. He goes, you don't know? I go, no, it's not my thing.
Right, there's a it's a
And
big
he's
difference
like,
between a
yeah,
psychic and medium.
and even though I work with people psychically, it's not in the form of prediction, because we all have free will, so, and I'm just like, no, I have no clue. And I walked out of there. I'm sorry. So it's interesting how people will assume and think every psychic is the same, every medium is the same, things
How
like
does it go?
that.
Every medium is a psychic, but not every psychic is a medium, kind of
Correct.
thing, or something like that.
Yes, because it's how we come to the work. It just happens that way. I think even when I speak to folks that want to develop, or those that are grieving that want to get more than just penny, 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 song on the radio, feather, 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 they want a deeper conversation.
Yeah, of course.
I always recommend to start psychically, because when you work psychically, you get immediate physical feedback as to whether what you're sensing, like the brain always wants to know, was I right? Am I correct? So when you work psychically, let's say if you're working, reading a client, or you can play psychic games with yourself, you get the immediate feedback. I sense this, and is that true? And a person would go, yes, it is. So then you get a sense of, well, that's how my instrument works, or that's how I channel. Versus when you're drawn to mediumship, which people can be drawn to mediumship at first. I'm just speaking of my experience.
Is
It's
there a type of
the doubt.
mediumship that is easier than like for psychometry, for example? I would think is maybe a little easier than material, ectoplasmic materialization.
Well, I don't know if the word is easier. It's just a different technique. To me, psychometry has absolutely nothing to do with mediumship, in my experience.
Psychometry, really?
I believe it's you leave the energy of the person behind. Like, I'll never forget one of the first FFF or triple F, as you say,
Triple
meetings
F.
I went to with Fran, and it was a bunch of beautiful people, maybe half dozen people at Vicky Marx's place. She was an early volunteer. And so I get introduced to her, and then Fran says, Angelina's a medium. And she goes, oh my God. And she runs to her china closet, and she brings me a beautiful glass creamer. And she puts it in my hand, and she says, getting anything? And I said, it holds milk. And she's like, it's my mom's. You can't connect to my mom. And I go, no, not I could probably pick up on maybe the last time she used it, or where she kept it in her house, things like that, but I can't necessarily connect to spirit that way. That's at least how I work, because physical things are physical versus the non-physical. There was a wonderful English medium named Dolores Stokes, and she had this incredible talent on television where they would bring rocks in, rocks from all over the world. And they would say, "Here, Dolores, here is a rock. Can you please tell us the history of the rock?" She goes, "Yes, this rock is from Australia, and it was on the east side." Like, she could pick up on the energy of where this rock lived, you know? So that's, to me, psychic, you know, because it's a physicality to it. So I personally just, and again, I only speak for myself as a practitioner, because
right.
I always say that I'm a little dot on the mosaic of mediumship. You know, there's so many beautiful mediums out there, and they have their own.
And you all have your own ways of doing
yes,
stuff.
Yes, it's incredible. And I think that's all because we're all.
The personality comes into it.
Well, we're all unique. There's no two people on the planet that are the
exactly.
same. And I also feel that spirit brings us to a certain purpose, a spiritual purpose for doing the work. Again, just speaking for myself. So I personally feel that if I was doing a psychic reading on someone, and this is how I used to train myself in the beginning, because I first started as a psychic. I wasn't doing mediumship.
Okay.
For like the first 3 months, I was doing newscasts in the morning and then driving out to Long Island twice a week to do psychic fairs. Because I wanted to understand, like, why is it that I can get stuff for myself? I tried reading a few people because they asked, and they kept on asking for readings. And I'm like, well, let me see what this is. I'm drawn to it.
Yeah.
So I would take someone's watch or their ring, and I would hold it in my hand, and it helped me. And I think it was a bit of a crutch because I was new at it, and I wanted to help. I had the desire to help, but I was nervous because I'm thinking,
so you needed something,
oh my
yeah.
goodness, you know, I need to somehow connect. I don't do that anymore. I don't work with psychometry anymore.
Okay.
But it helped me tune into the, and I'd always say, this is yours, correct? Yes. Okay. You know, and it would help me start the connection, or I would start with numerology to do a psychic reading. And then I could start channeling their essence and little things that would come in the world. And then one day, because when you do psychic fairs, it's not like an hour. It's like you have it. I was so surprised. The other Long Island mediums would have timers, and you'd hear this. The reading was just like so intrusive, you know, but we would do readings for like 10 to 15 minutes. And then I remember this one time, this woman sat down, and I thought two people sat down, and I was ready to say to her, "I'm sorry, this is only for one person." And then she goes, "I'm only the only person here." And I went, "Oh, I feel a woman with you." And then all of a sudden I started doing mediumship.
Wow. So,
so
you
saw
it was clairvoyance.
It was a presence. Like, I felt two people. I thought two people sat down in front of me. And then I heard and started seeing. And to me, I feel it wasn't like I said, "I'm going to do a mediumship reading." I feel spirit said, "It's time. It's time. Let's go." They're the best teachers in the world. And I do feel that's what happened.
Now, do you think that some people, like, maybe is there a quick and easy test that we can share with the audience to see, like, because maybe there's people out there that are really, you know, good at this and they don't know it yet. Because is there a simple test that somebody can do to see, hey, maybe I got something here, you know?
Well, I personally feel we all have an ability.
Mm-hmm.
I think what goes along with it, like when somebody.
It's an inclination. Like, I'm musically
it is.
Inclined.
It is.
You know, I'm not much of a sports guy, but I'm more of a music guy, you know?
But I notice, like, when people, like, call me or they text me and they say, "Angelina, I believe I'm a psychic medium and I believe that I want to do this work for a living." And I'm hopeful that's what they do, because we need people to do this work. The first thing I'll say is, but why do you want to do it? Why? And the ones that say, I really want to help people, those are the ones that I enjoy working with, because to me, so that it, since we all have the ability, it's important, I think, to have the right intention, because spirit. I once had an English medium say to me in a room full of probably 75 people, she pointed me out and she went, Angelina, her name was Anne Burbridge, Angelina, spirit knows the truth. And I'm like, okay, like, all right. Like, and I'm looking around like, why are you telling me this? But it is stuck with me because it's so true. So I believe the test isn't physical. The test is with spirit. They're going to go, so you're interested in working with us, huh? And whether it be spirit guides or whatever your belief system is, say, okay, you're opening yourself up to this. Let's see if they're going to be helpful. Let's see if they really are dedicated to it. Because I think people sometimes, like when I meet people in the public and the conversation comes up, so what do you do? And I tell them, they're like, oh, that's so cool. And I'm like, not really. It's hard work. You're working with people whose hearts are torn out. And there's an amount of, you have to be ethical and be driven to honor and represent that person that's coming through in a way that is truthful to to spirit's intention, even though that person might be wanting to hear from their mom, their grandmother might come through first, or their dog might come through first. You have to follow, spirit knows the truth. So you follow that. So I think the true test, in all honesty, Roman, is I know everyone wants to know, do I have this ability? Can I do it for a living? I would recommend that you talk to spirit about it and say, I have a desire. I want to help people. I believe I might have a talent to do this. Can you help me, spirit? Draw me to situations or things where in my own life, maybe I'm missing someone, and then it becomes clearer how their pattern of energy speaks to me and how I can receive it and give it in an ethical way that will help. But I believe part of the backbone of my practice is encouraging the grieving, those that are in grief, to try to speak to them deeper than just penny, 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 song on the radio, feather, feather, feather. Those are great things. And when you get them, if they help you, great. But I believe everyone can be a personal medium if, and when I say personal medium, I don't mean professional medium, I mean with your loved ones, you can go on a journey. Meditation, prayer, or daydreaming, and spend some time with them first and work with the sensations of you're making me feel this, you're making me hear that. Your brain's going to go, you're just making it up. Because the
Yep,
brain
that's
is
the
always
ego.
going to, that's, you get a penny, you always say, is that really you? That's the function of still being physical, and your brain is always going to question, and that's okay. But building a spiritual muscle means you're building the invisible, unseen world to speak a little louder and higher within your being than, was that really you? Or did I make that up? So the backbone of my practice is to encourage people to look for the physical signs, but also be encouraged to be a personal medium and try to connect on your own. Because I believe you can go deeper. So you go through a meditation, you picture that person maybe in a favorite place you used to spend with them, you ask them a question, and you sit quietly like a medium does. What did you hear, feel, see, even taste or smell? Bring all of that information with you in the physical world so that when you pick up that penny, there might be more around it because you have more information in your being to look for. And when you get it, you don't question it because you got it personally from your loved one first. So that's what I believe.
Yeah, that you there's a lot to unfold there. A lot to
Oh,
unpack
really?
there. Yeah.
Really? Oh, I hope I made it clear
No, you
because
did. You did.
oh,
It's
good.
very fascinating. So do you believe that just communicating, like, okay, for example, I lost my son, okay, and
So
I talk to
sorry.
him all the time,
That's me.
so every time I talk to him, is he there hearing it?
Well, hearing it, seeing it, or feeling it. So you have to
Yeah.
remember that I believe you
Receiving it, receiving the message.
receiving it.
Is he getting it?
So yes, but I also believe they stay connected to us through their life review, and they're the best empaths in the world. So my question to you, Roman, would be, what prompted you, besides missing him, which is the grief is mountainous for a parent that's lost a child.
Sure is.
But secondarily to that, the question would be, what prompted you to say, I want to talk to you besides that? Because you might have mediumistically sensed him. Because we get whims from them. I get calls sometimes, Roman, at 2 o'clock in the morning, and people are saying, oh my God, I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and my loved one was at the end of my bed and they scared the blank out of me. And it's like, well, they're always there. You saw them with spiritual eyes because your brain was shut off. You weren't. So when we're in a medit, there's different stages of being in a meditative state. You know, the way that I kind of look at it is, well, when we daydream, that's meditative, right? Or when we pray, or when we go into a meditation, there's even transcendental meditation. Then we can also look at, well, when we sleep at night, our brains are shut off.
Right, absolutely.
When someone has sadly dementia, or they're unconscious and making the journey, they're in a different meditative state and already feeling the other side. There are people that have had near-death experiences, but they come back. So we have different levels of
OBEs are
consciousness.
another big thing as well.
Yes, exactly. That's another one too. So if we think about that, and you ask that question, does he hear me? I would more or less say, what prompted me to want to speak to him besides my, of course, my incredible grief missing him? You might have gotten a little signal from him, and you're like, okay, I'm right here. Because they're right here. Their ability
Yeah,
to be the
it's so
best
weird.
empaths in the world, they're present. They're also connected to those that passed before them. So I believe, in my humble opinion, I might have said this before on the show, but they have the best of both worlds because they can reach us and they can be with people that passed before them or just passed over. So I believe very much, to answer your question, you might be already connecting to your son mystically, but then your brain says, I want to send you a message, son. Because they're that connected. That's what I believe.
Many people encourage that, like there's this one guy, he wrote a book called Coffee Talk or whatever, like have a cup of coffee with your deceased loved one, just talk to them,
That's
have a
beautiful.
conversation,
That's beautiful. I love that. It's so true. I go to my mother's kitchen all the time. I go to my
absolutely.
mother's kitchen. I had this experience where I don't know if I don't, I think this happened after the last time I was on, so I don't believe you've heard this story. I go to my mother's kitchen and I knock on the door. This is usually the meditation, and usually I'll see her there and she'll give me a hug, and then we'll make our way to the dining room, which is connected to the kitchen. But this time, instead of the hug, she walked away from me and I saw her profile and she looked at me and she said, do you want some coffee? And I went, oh yeah, your coffee. I forgot about your coffee, Mom. See, my dad's 100% Italian and my mother was French and Polish, and she thought the idea of making an espresso was putting too much Maxwell House into a Mr. Coffee machine. So it was very bitter and strong.
Oh
I
my,
do
yeah.
anything to have that coffee today, but I totally forgot about it. And so I brought that with me. You know, I'm thinking, well, why did she bring up the coffee? And not putting two and two together, the next day, I was scheduled to meet my sister at Starbucks. My sister took a little bit of her latte. It was perfect. I took my latte, Roman. It was the worst latte I've had in my life. And I'm looking at this latte and I'm almost like, she goes, bad coffee? And I told her, she goes, well, of course Mom did that. She knew we were getting together because our reason for getting together was to talk about a family member who wasn't doing well. And my mother passed quite a while ago, and it still shows you how grief in 2004, but I miss her still horribly.
Yeah, of course.
But we had forgotten as siblings what my mother would say in that situation. And do you know, we sat there and channeled, oh yeah, she would say, and that's exactly what my, that's the reason why my mother did that. Because she wanted to be inserted into that conversation. But we don't think of life backwards and then insert it forwards. We're always thinking forward, 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 unless we get triggered by something emotionally. So the way they work though, is they know that we have our brains and that they have to try to get our attention or do something miraculous to say, oh my God, it's you. And that's exactly what my mother did. She planted something in my being, want some coffee? And the next day, there it was. So that's why I think spending time with them first, like that coffee talk gentleman says, go to your favorite place or ask them, where do you want to go today? And be in the quiet and see where they take you. And even though, again, your brain's going to go, I don't believe this, I'm making this up, trust the process. Trust that they are still inserted in our lives. And just because we don't see the signs or don't see their intention doesn't mean they're not sending them. They are. We just have to be better, I think, investigators and patient, which is, it's so hard to be patient when you're grieving.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very hard.
So when we cross over, do we get to choose or do we have any influence on who's there to greet us on the other side when we do cross over?
I don't know everything, but what I have seen is loved ones, especially, now I'm not saying this is only with folks with dementia, but they have, I've done readings, I wish I could remember a particular one, but the sensation was, even though my heart was still beating here, I met up with Grandpa Joe. And the person will say, oh my God, they were saying Grandpa Joe when they were unconscious. Like, so I believe we have a circle of people, a whole soul group of people. I believe we will be drawn first to the familiar. You know, you know, when I pass, I'll probably go into my mother's kitchen and go, okay, I'm here now. What's next? You know, what are we going to do? But there might be the grandmother I never met, the dogs I miss. So choosing, I think it's a two-way thing. Spirit knows, for example, just like they know we're together today, they also know when someone's making the transition. So they also know, hey, let's gather, let's welcome, let's be with them. But I don't believe it's they are coming to us. I believe it's almost like a light switch. It's like as the brain gets weaker, the spirit gets grander. We live conversely here.
That reminds me, tomorrow is going to be the second year anniversary of the passing of my wife's mom.
Oh.
And she was like in and out of it, like totally bedridden, like sick for a long time. And the day before she died, up in bed, smiling, talking, communicating. And we're thinking, this is great. She's recovering or whatever, you know, even though the nurses and the doctors said, no, her system's gone, you know. But like, we were like, no, look at her, you know, she's laughing, you know. And then just, you know, then she just, after all the guests left, she fell asleep and that was it.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Gentle. Yeah, it's a gentle thing. It's like living in two worlds, you know? It's really, for us, our brains are racked with it and we put questions and we want to make it physical, but the gentleness of how I have felt the spirit leaves the body, it's more gentle than we look at that. Like, I could still picture my mother with stage 4 cancer. It's very traumatic. I can't get that
cancer
out of my
sucks.
Head.
Mm-hmm.
It's traumatic. However, when I think of my mom the way she's been showing herself in my dreams as the 20, I'm 7 years old and my mother's 27. And I'm like, Mom, why are you showing yourself so much younger than I am now? And she says, because you're still thinking of me with cancer. And I woke up. It's like they know what's going on in our brains. They know the trauma that we feel. They also know how it's blocking us because when our brains are ruminating, that's that spiritual muscle I speak about. When your brains are ruminating and the woulda, shoulda, couldas, or the I wish I could see you again, which are all normal and you can't fix normal, that pulls you away from you spiritually connecting to them. So they know the blocks we have. They can sense them when they're sitting with us or they're sending us, oh, okay, you can't sense this because you've got house cleaning on your mind, or you know, or whatever, and then they'll bring a bird to your window, going, "I'm here," you know, like they'll do things to get your attention. Oh, pretty bird, and we move on because we got to pay my bills, got to go grocery shop. You know, we are still physical, which is good for our brain. Our brain is built for survival, and we like being physical. And you know, I'm not in any hurry to get on the other side, except I miss my mom. But besides that, I still have a lot to do here, and that's my brain talking. But my spirit. My spirit is sometimes with my mom. We have to live in two worlds sometimes. It's like, okay, Mom, show me today. What's going on today? What do I have to say to my siblings when I see them on Saturday? And she'll tell me things, and then I'll get a call. My sister will say the very thing that my mother just told me. I'm like, okay, I get it. You know, but our
Lucky that you can, that you have that ability to
but we
that.
all do.
I
It's
know we
like,
all
oh, we
do.
have to practice it.
Yes,
We
practice,
have to practice
practice.
it. And there are times I'm grieving and I can't. I just can't go there. There are times I'm grieving, Roman, and I have to reschedule clients because I can't go there. You know,
Gotcha.
because that's the humanness of
Yeah, I was
grief.
just going to ask you, like,
Yeah.
have you ever had to turn away clients? And I guess
Turn
for that
away or
reason, I guess.
reschedule? Well,
Yeah, reschedule.
is your question turn away because they're cynical or because I'm grieving?
Well,
I didn't mean to put
both actually, now that you bring it
okay.
up,
Okay, I'm
that's a,
sorry.
it's a,
Well,
yeah.
if I'm having a bad day grieving, I or let's say there's something difficult going on in my family, I can't, and my brain's
Focus,
ruminating.
yeah.
I have to reschedule clients. That's just how I work. It wouldn't be fair, and it's like pulling teeth to try
Gotcha.
to channel someone I don't know and to help. It's unfair to the client, and it's unfair to the spirit or spirits I'm representing. I have had to stop sessions when someone is obviously cynical. I don't mind skeptical people. I don't
Open
mind skeptical.
skepticism is good, you know.
I think it's healthy. I don't want
Of
everyone
course.
saying yes all the time. I want to say I get a no. I want to go back and ask the loved one who's coming through, why did I get that wrong? Well, how did I misinterpret that? That's I think that's how you learn to be a better medium. When you make mistakes or you don't understand and you go back and ask, how did I get that wrong? Then they show you, and then you're like, okay, yeah, it's a relationship with spirit. Look at that. So I've had to stop sessions when I can tell that someone came there to be cynical and they're challenging me with every sentence I say. I'm not going to put myself through that. I'll give them their money back and go, look, maybe I'm not the medium for you. I'll give you back the money and see who you can find that can potentially help you. You know, because
That's probably the best way to handle that.
yeah, it's just not worth it. And worth it meaning I feel sad either that that person's so cynical and I couldn't help them. But I think also I want to save the ability for someone who's at least, at the very least, skeptical or that they're curious. And especially if they're grieving. You know, I want to be able to utilize the abilities to help. And a person who comes that's cynical, they don't want to be helped. They want to challenge you. And I'm not doing that. I'm just
No,
not.
there's
I
not
just
enough
don't
time to
want to
do
do
that.
it. I'm just not gonna do it. That's
Well,
how
you
I
know
feel.
what? There's a lot of cynicism out there,
Yeah.
and there are some mediums out there that hang out the shingle, and they're not really mediums. They're just,
That's true.
trying to make a buck, and they give her all the real mediums a bad name, unfortunately, the way
That's
that it
true.
is.
Yeah.
But I think that with social media and there's a lot of bad things about social media, obviously, especially for young children. But it's really put out the word that this whole realm exists within our reach, and I think it's a good vessel to spread the word.
It sure is.
And yeah, probably the most important vessel at this point. You have your retreats and you have one-on-ones and sessions, but this is like 24/7 all the time. It's out there all the time. And there's some websites that are really, really good, like the Triple F website is really good. Signs of Life. That I don't know if you heard of the Victor Zammit from Australia. He's got an incredible website as well, with his Friday Afterlife reports. I highly recommend everybody to use that. So yeah, that's fantastic. So tell me, as a you've been practicing for about 25 years. In those 25 years, what is one of the most mind-blowing things that you witnessed
Oh
during a
boy.
reading?
There are many, many. I had a woman come to me who lost a child. And at the I hope I haven't told this story already, but
No.
at the end of the session, her child, I can't remember if it was a son or a daughter, forgive me, but the child said, "Oh, I have a white dog here." And the mother looked at me and she went, "Well, we've never had dogs, and let alone a white one." I said, "Well, there's been evidence so far, and there's been messages." She goes, "Yes, there have been." I said, "Keep that in your head and your heart. It might make sense later on." She goes, "Okay." The very next day, Roman, I get a text from her, and she sends me a picture of a white dog. And I said, "Who is this? How is this connected?" And she goes, "You will not believe this." I couldn't believe it either. But I was speaking to my girlfriend about your reading. And apparently she lived on the other coast. And she had flown in for, she got there for the burial of the child. And what the mom didn't know was the day before, this woman had put down her white dog. And she said to her child, she said to the white, her white dog, her friend, go to the child.
Wow.
So that's why he, I can't remember if it was a son or daughter, but it was like, that's why I said, "I have the white dog here." And she was just blown away that, oh my gosh, it's all connected, isn't it? And I said, "It certainly is."
Wow.
And it helped also, and it shows you how spirit wants to help, because it also helped that woman who lost her dog, because
Right.
she knows, she said, go to the child. And the dog
That's
did.
amazing. Wow. Hey, we have a caller.
Oh, wonderful.
So let's take this caller. It's Melanie from Nevada on line one. So Melanie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
just was so appreciative, Angelina, of what you were saying about how, you know, I won't deny I still love the pennies and the gifts from my daughter. She died a little over 5 years ago. But the deeper connection that you were talking about, it's like I talk to my cousin about this a lot because it gets to a point where for me, I have to kind of stay out of looking at, you know, the memories or staying in the past because what we have in the present is so unique. And I just, like one example recently, I'm writing about my grief journey and I was trying to figure the subtitle for my title because it's a hard topic. And I was like, okay, the difficult adventure, climbing out of the pits of grief. And, you know, I was just struggling with all of this. And then suddenly I'm reading this book and a word that I didn't know was there. And I have a fairly good vocabulary, but the word is peregrination. And I had never heard it before. But I was like, I looked it up and I know my daughter gave it to me for the title because it means two things. One, it says refers to a long meandering journey, often with a sense of adventure or explanation. And the second meaning is it can also refer to a person's life regarded as a temporary stay on earth and a journey to the afterlife. So it's exactly what you were saying. I just said, okay, thank you, Quincy. That's the word. So anyway, I just wanted to share that because it's cool, right?
It's very cool. And it gives you that deeper sensation because it came from within. It wasn't the classic signs that we get, which are wonderful. But it to me, it speaks of your child going on the journey with you too, knowing that you were searching for a word right alongside you, you know. It's a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that. I love it.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about the coffee made me think of it for some reason. But yeah, but like you said too, I'm not a medium. You know, I'm intuitive in the sense of like I can read between the lines, but I, you know, I'm just a regular person in that regard. But if I can know, it's her helping, you know, it's just powerful.
Well, it's the connection, right? You know, it's the connection that you have with your child and she has with you. And even though it's, I said it to Roman too, it's the worst loss that anybody can have. And I'm sorry that you've been through that. But it's beautiful that it's being uncovered to you, that you know the connection. Like a lot of people will say at the end of a session to me, they'll go, you know, I do have a question. I got this sign. Is that them? And it's like, well, okay. What made you pay attention to that than anything else? It's that knowing, that little pull that you get, that even though the brain's going, this is remarkable, but is it real? There's something inside of you that got pulled to it, you know, and that is extraordinary. And I'm so glad that you shared it. And I'm glad it gave you that knowing, because they do stay connected to us. I mean, of course, we wish they could walk through the door, but the second best thing is that you get to feel their presence and you have that knowing that they're still connected. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
It's really
Melanie, thank you.
Well,
thank you very much. Thank you for your call.
Sure. I'll let you go now. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That was sweet. I love that.
Yeah. And guess what? We got another caller.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we got Vivian from Florida on line two. She wants to share a funny experience related to mediumship.
Oh, okay.
But Vivian, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi. Thank
Hi.
You very much.
You're welcome. Welcome.
So, I was having dinner when I called the first time and they couldn't hear me. So I said, don't worry. I'll come in. Like, I'll finish. I'm finishing. Get in the car. my mom passed away. I was very close to her. I live with her. And, back in November 20 of 21, and my birthday is in July. So for some reason, when people that are close to me, really only my dad and my grandmother, I was able to connect with them via dreams. And my mother was really the closest person in my life. And I was so disappointed at first, right, that I wasn't able to have a dream with her, you know? So I was like, where's mom? So then, for my birthday, I finally traveled because I was taking care of her for a long time and I hadn't gone anywhere. And I knew she was going to be really happy for me that I was going out of town. I went to Europe. And so it was a long trip. And the thing is, I took some clothes of hers that fit me. So I pretty much had her with me in a way, her clothing. She had a lot of good taste in clothes. And when I came back, I felt her, and like she was really happy that I was traveling and having a good time. And when I came back, the funny thing that happened was that my mother loved to shop, and she loved to buy me birthday gifts and gifts for Christmas. And I knew she would have wanted to do something like that. And all of a sudden, about, I don't know, maybe a week later after my birthday, after I came back, you know, I get an Amazon delivery, and I didn't order anything.
Huh.
And I thought, this is unusual.
Yeah.
So I call Amazon and I ask them, excuse me, but the thing that I got actually, which is really amazing, is that I like to wear these really comfortable shoes that they're made by Clarks. sandals, and I got, not only did I get a Clark shoes, but I got the size that fits me. And the people on Amazon were perplexed. They didn't know how that got to my house. But not only did I get that, I got also a, so specifically something that she would do, would get me. And not only that, I got this big thing of treats, because I, at the time, my cat passed away recently. But she was real close to my cat, too. And she basically, I got a big container of special treats for my cat, too. So I got that in my sandals. Wow. And nobody could figure out where that came from. And the lady on the phone at Amazon said, don't worry about it. Just keep it. You have to return it.
Well, thank you for sharing that beautiful story. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's amazing, and the time
and,
it was.
And I said, so there, yeah, because she shopped all the time. And I thought, my mom is still shopping from over there.
Well, that's a beautiful story. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah. Vivian, thank you for your call.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Have a good night.
You too.
Yeah. You never know how it's going to hit you. You know?
That's right. Timing is spirit. I love it. That's wonderful.
It's, I firmly believe that our brains are receivers of information. The information's out there. Scientists have never been able to see where memory is stored, where your consciousness is stored, where your personality is stored, mm-hmm. all of that kind of thing. It's kind of like a TV, right? If you smash the TV, you will not kill the weatherman. You know, the information is still there. You know, it's out there.
Yeah,
whereas
true.
If you take a baseball bat to someone's head, yeah, you'll damage those receivers. So you hit, you know, a certain part of the head, your person will go blind or whatever. But that's not because, well, the receptors are there. You know, it's all about receiving, and it's so complex that science has not even touched it, like consciousness and that. You know, it's crazy. Anyways, we're getting to the very end of our show. Can you believe it?
Wow,
it went by so quick. So listen, before we leave, tell our audience members a little bit about yourself and how they can get a hold of you again, and how far you're booked, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I do have a website, angelinadiana.com. I also have a very active social media site, which is facebook.com/AngelinaDiana. Mm-hmm. I'm also on Instagram, which is psychic medium Angelina Diana. I do offer video chat readings through Zoom or mm-hmm. FaceTime. I also have an office in Suffield, Connecticut. And for those that might be in the Connecticut area, I've just partnered with a holistic center in Glastonbury, Connecticut, the Eclipse Holistic Center. Oh, excuse me, Eclipse Holistic Living Center. And it's run by this lovely woman named Melissa. She's a nurse practitioner. She does Reiki and yoga and brings wonderful things. And I feel honored to be a part of that, where I'll be doing events and also classes, which I'm very excited about.
Right.
I also do group readings, and I have a Suffield, Connecticut office. So if you'd like to get a hold of me, go to my website, and be an honor to help if you need me.
That's great. Well, Angelina, thank you so much for being with us tonight. And as always, you know, your insights are amazing.
Well, thank you, Roman. Sure. You're amazing too. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Ah, shucks. Thank you so much. And as Fran used to say, what did she see? They used to love to remind us that our loved ones are only a heartbeat away.
And science is going to prove it. That was the closing that I invented on the first radio show. I closed
on the first radio show.
2006 or seven, I forget.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Go Canadians.
Yes. Right? I can't wait to see what the score is.
Well, I hope they win for you. I hope they win for you, Roman.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Good night.
All right. Good night, everybody.